move on to our segment with Dr. Arne Buss. He received his undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and a PhD from Cornell University. He's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. His passion is facilitating and teaching classes about interpersonal communication. He works with individuals and couples to resolve their interpersonal communication issues. And in the past 7 years, he's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey Peninsula. He's also a distinguished Toastmaster. And in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. He joins us the first and third Thursdays of every month to share with us Speaking of Listening. Let's listen to Dr. Arne Buss.
Well, thank you, Solazar, and welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. And as mentioned, I'm your host for this segment, Arne Buss. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving your relationships by listening and communicating from your heart. And I like to call it the aware heart because it's something that we need to be consciously aware of when we communicate. And I'll be talking in this segment a little bit more about unconscious and consciousness. And I will be giving workshops on effective communication and relationship building, as well as facilitating individuals if there is interest. If you give me your, if you email me at ahbuss, that's ahbuss, at consciousawareheart.com. That's ahbuss at consciousawareheart.com. And remember, too, that listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying. It's much, much more. It's about engaging in a dialogue. And as Solazar was mentioning earlier, during this holiday season, there is plenty of time to have all kinds of conversations and dialogues. And I'll be talking about that today because it is the holiday season. And often, a holiday season is a time of regression. And I'll talk a little bit about why that might be. And then I'm going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about all of this. And then finally, I will finish up by giving you some tips on surviving the holiday communication issues that are likely to arise. Now, the chance, if you don't have a family of origin or you aren't going to be spending the holidays with any other person, then you can probably switch to another channel right now. But in the off chance that you do have a family, or whatever that family might be, it may not necessarily be blood relatives. They may be in-laws. They may be, you know, just friends that you consider family. Regardless, the holidays are typically celebrated with these close people, and I use the term family of origin, or fu as it's sometimes referred to, and again, that's not necessarily blood relatives, but these are often the people that you grew up with, and that family can be either nuclear or extended. There are all kinds these days. But what I've noticed is that the holidays are a time when we often get together and with those people. And very often these people are the ones that we grew up with, and we tend to regress. You know, one thing I've noticed with my siblings is that whenever, you know, we're all adults, in fact, we're long past adults. I'm not going to say how much past adults, but no matter how much you age, it seems that whenever we get together, whenever I get together with my brother and sister, whom I love dearly, we seem to regress back to that time when we were children. And, right, you know, like many children, we had times when we got along and times when we just sort of fought terribly. And the holidays are a time when, for whatever reason, I noticed that I tended to regress back to that, both with them as well as with my parents. And right now my father is the only one of my biological parents who's alive, but I noticed that whenever I was home for the holidays, that a lot of times I would regress back to kind of who I was when I was growing up, and I was the child, and he was the parent. That seems to be the case in many situations. Now, yours may be very different, and if you have great communications with your family of origin, then the blessings. That's such a wonderful thing, and yet we hear time and time again about how stressful the holidays are because of these. And I believe that a lot of it has to do with this tendency to regress. Now, if you remember from my previous segments, I've talked about the two places that we react from the parent and from the child, and that if we are returning to our family of origin parents, then we tend to go into that child's place in just many other ways. If it's our adult children who are returning to us, then we tend to kind of go into that parent-like role. And as I've talked before, these are both unconscious and reactive. So if we communicate from those places, then the communication will tend to go amiss. And so the question becomes, how can we stay in the aware heart? The only place where we're responsive is in the aware heart. And yet, we have all these signals, all of these stimuli that trigger us and cause us to regress. So what are we to do? Well, I'm going to mention the good, the bad, and the ugly, and because of that, let's cue the music. Okay, the good. Now, the good is that if you've been doing inner work, at least some of it has led back to family of origin issues. That seems to be almost a universal characteristic. So if you've been working on yourself, then what this holiday season presents is an opportunity to really manifest that change by choosing differently from the patterns that you may have had in the past. Now, remember that even if you do this, don't expect anyone to notice. Expect people to, if they do notice, they may want to try to get you to change back. That's a very common pattern. Another thing to remember is that they're not the same people that they were when you were growing up. When my parents were of the age when I was small, that was many years ago, and I'm not going to tell you how many, but they've changed. They've grown and changed. And just remember that may be the case. So you may be reacting to just an image that you have in your mind that goes back to those old days. And remember that regardless of any of that, you simply can't change that. Now, the bad is that even if you have been doing a lot of inner work, that you may regress. And if that happens, that you may feel discouraged. You say, well, I've been doing all this inner work. I've been meditating. I've been just working on myself. And then I go back home, and then for the holidays, and then boom, I'm right back in it. So all this personal work, it's just been for naught. But don't be discouraged about that, because remember, progress, not perfection, is a nice slogan I like. I've heard it in various places, and the fact is that it may, family of origin issues may take a while to completely work through to the point where you can really stay in your conscious, aware heart with them. And so it may seem like the same old, and that may be the bad, but, take the bad with the good. Take the good with the bad. Take it all together. It's all good. And the ugly is, remember that the more you try to change your family of origin, then the uglier it gets. I mean, you may have been doing a lot of inner work, and your family may not have been. And so you may come in as this grand enlightened being, and I have to say that there's nothing more annoying to people than a great enlightened being. So just remember that the more you try to change them, the uglier it's going to get. So I'm now going to finish up with, I have 7 tips for staying conscious during the holidays. And if, like me, your family of origin is out of town, then you may be spending a few days or maybe even more engaging with these people who you may not engage with on an ongoing basis, and yet who bring out all of these old triggers. So the first is that if you have some kind of practice that you've been doing for your work, such as meditation, you know, mindfulness, yoga, it could be running, working out, you know, whatever it might be, then even though it's the holidays, do your best to try to stay with them as much as possible. So ideally on a daily basis, if you meditate, you know, even though you may be in a different place, you know, just find a way to get away for a little bit and do that little bit of meditation. If you're in another city, you know, and you do yoga, there must be a yoga class that you could get to at least a couple of times during the visit. If there's some other place, then there, you know, just be sure to find a way. In other words, don't give up your practice just because you happen to be in a strange place. Because the more grounded you are, the more that you can stay in your aware heart and not go unconscious. And that work that you do is so crucial in being able to stay in the aware heart. My second tip is to be aware of when you start to feel triggered. So a lot of times the things that trigger us are these old conversations or old discussions or old conflicts. And if you notice that a lot of times what happens is we kind of circle around it, and then all of a sudden it starts to nudge toward that difficult conversation that you know is kind of waiting there. And if you notice that, then just back off. I mean, there's just because you're invited to the rodeo doesn't mean that you have to go. And you know, especially if you're completely aware that this is an argument and a pattern that's longstanding, that there is no resolution to. It could be anything from you know, from a disagreement about politics to you know, to what you're doing with your life or who you're with or any of these things. You know, regardless of what it is, if you start to notice a conversation heading towards one of these bad areas, just take a step back because you're allowed. Now, even being aware of this, you may get triggered, and you know, meaning that you go unconscious and just things kind of blow up. And again, there are two ways of going unconscious. You could go into your parent and start blasting the other person, or you could go into your child and just kind of start taking it all in and becoming a victim. And try to notice that's the case. Now, once you're triggered, I mean, it's really hard to get back to your aware heart. Now, if you find that you can do that, by all means, do that. But for many of us, especially when we're learning these communication skills, it becomes really, really hard. So take a time out. You know, find an excuse. I mean, having to go to the bathroom is something that people usually can't object too much for. Another thing about this is if you know, if you're pretty sure that there are conversations that may get you triggered, practice an impact statement beforehand that will help perhaps diffuse it. And remember, I've talked about impact statements, and one that might be useful is something like, you know, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with this conversation, and I'd like to come back to the topic at a later time. That second part, by the way, is an important one because I noticed that whenever I've been in a dispute and one person wants to take a timeout, usually the other person doesn't want to take a timeout, so they'll be kind of following and say, no, you can't leave, and you know, because they may feel abandoned, and so promising to come back at a later time, not just cutting off, is an important thing. So again, if you get triggered, try to take a break so that you can come back to your aware heart. My fourth tip before the visit, consider each difficult person, you know, and what's a difficult person? I'll talk about it. I mean, yeah, I think you know the people who you're probably going to get into an argument with or a dispute or have had, you know, just based upon past experience. So take a little bit of time before the visit and think of that person, think of that difficult person, and just kind of hold them in the light. Realize that they're a child of God too. And think, translate the phrase difficult person to somebody who's in pain. One interesting thing I find when I give seminars is that I ask, who knows a difficult person? And everybody's hand goes up. And I say, well, who here is a difficult person? And most of the hands go down. So my question is if everybody knows difficult people, but very few of us consider ourselves to be difficult people, then where do the difficult people come from? Well, consider viewing that, quote, difficult person as somebody who's in pain. And when we're in pain, we don't always act very well. You know, think of the last time that you had a terrible headache or an awful toothache. You know, were you the easiest to get along with? You know, chances are you weren't. So practice seeing the other person as okay, no matter how you may perceive them now. Now, my fifth tip is that if you do regress and lose it and go completely unconscious and say things that you really regret saying, don't beat yourself up. Remember that you're doing your best, you're really trying, and because of the circumstances, there will be plenty of more opportunities for another chance. Now, my sixth tip, I call clean up on aisle 9. And this is, again, when you've gone unconscious and lost it, then when you've regained consciousness, then offer a sincere apology. In other words, take responsibility for your part in it. When I say sincere, I mean sincere, and I'm always sincere whether I mean it or not. So really mean it. Now, a sincere apology is not just, oh, I'm sorry. A sincere apology doesn't try to include any defensiveness or justification for why what you did. It has really three parts to me. Is that you express what you did, what your behavior was, express regret about your behavior, and then express what you wish to do differently in the future. Again, without blaming the other person, without trying to defend or justify what it is. And now, did I mention that the apology has to be sincere? In other words, really mean it. I think one of the worst things that parents can do is when their children are having a conflict and, you know, maybe one of them has done something to the other, you know, and they say, okay, now apologize to your sister. Say you're sorry, you know. Sorry. Well, I mean, that's not a sincere apology. A forced apology is not a sincere apology. But as an adult, you have the option, the opportunity to be sincere in your apology and take that. And finally, practice my seventh tip and final tip, practice avoiding topics that you know are problematic. I mean, that can be anything, you know, sex, religion, politics, you know, arguing politics with your that uncle who's who has whatever crazy political beliefs he has is a no-win situation, and particularly in this day and age. I mean, a lot of times the children do depart from the religion that they were raised, or maybe you know sometimes they are raised with no religion and they come back into religion, and that can cause problems. Sometimes they're raised in a particular religion, they either convert to another religion, or they start going to some other church or synagogue, or maybe they just stop doing any of that. Maybe they get into New Age spirituality when they've been raised an evangelical Christian. Well, if that's you, in other words, if you are aware that there has been that change, you know, just be mindful of that, and don't get into a no-win situation. Remember, I mean, if you've, in your spiritual journey, if you've moved on from the religion that you've been raised, you know, keep in mind that the, you know, the, that your parents and your family of origin may still be in that, and show them the same respect that you would want to have for yourself. So that's my tip for the, those are my tips for the holidays. But the holidays are a time of regression. I've talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and my seven tips for surviving holiday communications issues. Now, to keep up your inner work practice, be aware of when you feel triggered. If you get triggered, take a break or a timeout. Before the visit, hold each person in the light. Don't beat yourself up if you do make mistakes or lose it. Don't forget, clean up on aisle 9. I mean, you know, make amends, make apologies. And finally, practice avoiding topics that you know are problematic. So that has been this segment. You've been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. I've been your host, Arnie Buss. I appreciate your joining me today so much. And you can listen to Speaking of Listening every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. I've been posting these segments on the website, which is theconsciousawareheart.com. And if you want to learn more about effective listening and my workshops, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. I also have a Facebook page at AwareHeart. You can follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's Effect5, the number 5, C-O-M-M. And so until next time, remember, listen from your aware heart and have a blessed holiday.
Well, Arnie, thank you so much for joining us. You have a wonderful holiday, and I want to let folks know that they can actually hear a replay of this tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So you said just you've said an awful lot, but did you have any final thoughts before we move on?
Well, just that the more that I do this work, the more that I see the relationship between inner work and these communication skills, because I see the communication as a manifestation of that inner work. And the beauty of that is that there are always these opportunities, because there are always these people who we wind up in conflict with, whether they're friends, coworkers, acquaintances, or family of origin. And family of origin is a very target-rich environment for noticing how much we've grown, both personally, spiritually, and in our communication skills.
But I'd like to stress that a family of origin is not a target-rich environment for gun owners. It's only for communication.
Please. Yes. It was maybe I should have had a better euphemism, but
no. If there's a way to pervert something, I will find it. That's my skill. And I won't deny myself. I come from my self-truth. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join this and share all that you do with us so that we can learn how to better connect. It's really one of the things you said, too, and I think that this is core. You didn't say it quite this way, but I think when we come through our head, when we come through our mind, that's where we get triggered. When we come through our heart, we're trying to create a connection. We're either more willing to listen or more willing to temper our response so that we recognize we're trying to connect with the person and not just defend. And that's, I think you bring that out when you talk about coming from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I love the way you said that.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, you have a great evening. You have a great holiday. And thank you again for joining us.